Hey guys, how y'all doing? Welcome back to Rejuvenate Spice It Up with your favorite host, Esther. Okay, I'm doing too much. Anyway, welcome back to Rejuvenate Spice It Up. And we are still in season 4. First of all, I want to say that I'm grateful to everyone who has been listening to my podcast ever since, you know, my first episode aired. I really appreciate everyone, because to be honest, when I look at how it's been doing, you know, how it's still doing, I'm thankful to God. I'm thankful to, you know, a little bit of consistency, because we're still getting there. I'm thankful to, you know, everyone who just takes a moment to play the episode for at least 5 minutes. But I'm grateful because, yo, I look at the countries that this podcast is airing at, and I'm like, my mind is blown. Like, there are some countries that I didn't even think. In fact, continents that I didn't even think that this podcast would be, you know, listened at, if that English even makes sense. At this point, I can't even speak English well. But, you know, I didn't expect that. Oh, you know, you people be listening to my podcast from this particular place, or, you know, but it's wild. Like, the podcast is literally aired in countries in almost, if not every continent, to be honest. And I'm thankful for that. I'm glad that, you know, it has that range, age group wise, all ranges present. I'm extremely glad. And it's wild. Like, I look at it, I'm just like, oh, this new country has been added to the list of countries that, you know, have people in streaming or listening to me. Do you even say streaming for podcasts? But anyway, I'll use that. Listening to my podcast from there, I'm just like, wow. So I just want to take this moment to thank everyone who's been listening to this podcast. It's kind of like a motivation seeing that. We're going to get to wherever we want to get to with this show, targets and everything. We're gonna get there. It's a steady process, and I'm trying my possible best, despite whatever it is that is going on around me, to just be consistent with something that I really care about, you know, something that I really, really, really love to do, you know, just sit and interact and, you know, talk with you guys. Yeah, so despite whatever, I'm just, you know, I'm really trying to, you know, always come back to it, put my effort in, you know. It, to be honest, it's also like an escape route for me, if I'm being honest, you know. Just takes a lot away from my mind and puts it into a focus on what we're talking about, or what the goal is for that episode, and kind of like also what's been said out in turn motivates me. Sometimes, I don't know if some people do it, some podcasters do this, but sometimes I actually do listen to my episode, like the full thing. I just sit and listen, not because of I love my voice. Jeez, this sounds strange, you know, recording, you don't know how it's gonna sound, but I've gotten used to it because it's not the first time. So that also serves like, oh, I'm talking back to myself. It's an escape route sometimes, from everything around. So I try to be like, you know what, you have to keep this going, be consistent with it. So yeah, I am grateful, and I'm glad that, you know, we've gotten this far up to a season 4. And cheers to more inspiration for more interesting topics, you know, things that could help us grow and be better than how we were, and remind ourselves with things that we've forgotten and that we need for growth. We're all a work in progress. Every day is a new work to be done. Anyway, that's that. I just wanted to use that this first moment to be appreciative of, you know how the podcast is doing, you know, people listening. I appreciate you guys. If you want to reach out, like I said, my email is in the description box. You can send me an email and reach out to me in any of my socials. And if you want to collaborate, feel free to do that. I'm always here to collaborate, definitely. Anyway, so let's get into, you know, the topic of, you know, the episode. So we're going to be talking about public speaking, diving straight into it. I don't intend for this to go on for long. I know I always say this sometimes and I stretch it out to like 30 minutes. Trust me, I don't want it to go even past 20. I'm serious. If I can get to 15, I'll be proud of myself. So let's get this point across. Public speaking is very important. It is a very, very important. It's an important skill that we all need to get used to by now, or practice or learn. To many people, you might think it's not, you know, I don't need it. I don't know, maybe based on what you're doing career-wise and whatnot, but I don't think there's anything that you are doing right now that wouldn't need a public speaking interaction, right? Seen or unseen, like this one I'm doing right now is kind of public speaking. Like, you know, you can't see me yet, but you know, it's still the same thing. It's all about overcoming that or those fears that you might have, you know, standing in front of people, you know, talking to a wide range of people. Because first of all, you're like, oh, what am I saying? Am I making sense? Am I gonna make sense? But you never know, right? Just don't say what you know, maybe like go off your point, if that makes sense. But anyway, let's come back to literally the importance of public speaking. It is important. Like I said, there's, I don't think there's anything that you are doing right now that you wouldn't need public speaking for. So there's a skill that we really need to work on and develop for ourselves to be better. You're a young star going, you know, you're probably now in college, or you're done college or whatnot, you're in a workspace, you're creative, you are working in a 9-to-5, you're anywhere, wherever, you're working in healthcare, you would speak, you're probably like, you know, forums, you speak with your patients, you speak with family of patients, it's a public speaking, even if it's 1-to-1, it's still an interaction. You are working as an engineer, you also probably, you know, put in like, you know, have to present what you've made, or you know, anything that has to do with engineer stuff, you probably have to present at some point, have an interaction. You work in a bank, you have to work with customers that come in. You work as a lawyer, you have to have a public speaking with your clients, with front courtroom. So whatever it is, there is public speaking involved, if that makes sense. Even down to, you are, you know, in a market square, or you know, you're a market person and you're selling your things, you'd have to interact with your customers. If you don't interact, if you don't sell their stuff, they're not gonna buy it, or they're not gonna stop at your spot to get your, you know, what you sell. So public speaking goes down everywhere. You do anything at all, pretty much, you interact. Right now, the reigning thing in this generation is being a creative, being an influencer on social media. Even with that, you have to publicly speak to your followers, subscribers, whatever it is. You go out there to network and make connections. You have to speak to people, at least say hi and introduce yourself like a normal person. It's public speaking, even saying hi. So it's a skill that we have to work on. If we know that, you know, there are certain things that we want to do for ourselves and places that we want to get to, we should know how to at least publicly speak. Now, I'm not saying that you might not have that anxiety that some people would have before they go on stage to perform or whatnot, for example. We all have that anxiety sometimes too when you're trying to speak to someone, but sometimes it can be a good thing because you know what you're about to go say to that person. Your preparedness kind of like make you understand that, okay, this is a good nervous feeling because I know that I'm ready to kill it. Even if you don't know what to say, you know, you still probably might feel an excitement and, you know, think it's something else, but it's a good thing that you're feeling that nervousness because you're about to go interact with maybe somebody you've always wanted to interact with. So public speaking is important. It is literally something that we need to adopt as part of our daily living, to be honest, like practice it. practice from starting to speak with people around you, you know, maybe address some things that you haven't, you don't, do I have the courage to practice things in front of them that you'd want to say? For example, if you think you're a funny person, just with people around you, be like, you know, it doesn't have to be like you're pursuing that career, but for example, it's a way to publicly speak in front of people. So you read, you know, the room, you read the reactions and everything, so you can be like, okay, I make you guys laugh one or two times, let me come up with like one or two, three jokes, not because I want to be a stand-up comedian, but just to be able to stand in front of people and present something that they've not seen before from me, you know, that, you know, would give a little bit of that nervous feeling. Because now one thing about it is that you're publicly speaking, you're saying things that, you know, probably hasn't been heard from your mouth yet, and just like, how am I going to present this? So that's that. So that's why I'm using that, you know, stand-up thing as an example in front of people that you know, but like, you're just like, okay, let me try it out and see if I can even stand in front of them, even if I know them as family or friends or whatnot, and say this. So that gives me a hint of how, if I had another presentation or interaction that I have to make in front of a huge crowd, I'll be able to do it. So public speaking is important. Public speaking is important, to be honest. It's a very important skill that I don't think a lot of people know that they need to. I mean, if you go to college and all of that, like, definitely there's a, you know, course, public speaking course that you have to take. Technically, I think it's mandatory now. I think it's, yeah, it's something you have to take, I guess. Yeah, but I don't know if it's something that has been like, it's a course in high school or whatnot, that's something you have to take. But I know in college you have to take that, or yeah, I think it's compulsory, I'm not sure. I took it. So it is a challenging thing, because also your public speaking might not just be only you out. Sometimes you'll have to be with other people, and you have to work together, you know, you have to flow together. So that's it. It's something that, you know, it's very important. If you are not good at public speaking, you think like you need to work on that, this is just a reminder to work on your public speaking and improve on it day by day. You try different things to get better, you know what your strengths are and what your weaknesses are, get better. Maybe before I end this, I'll throw one or two tips. I mean, it's something that also, like, I wouldn't say, oh, I'm great at, because to be honest, it depends on where you're going to speak. It's a place where you never imagined you speak, or you haven't spoken at before, you're not used to, you have to get used to the environment first. You have to read the room, you have to look at everything, and you know, you get nervous at every point. So you can't be like, oh, I speak so well, but I'm gonna speak best everywhere. Because trust me, there's some places that you go to and you begin to mince your words, you know, you begin to bite your tongues, and then so you can't, I wouldn't say guarantee 100. Oh, anywhere you go, because you feel like a great public speaker now, anywhere you go, it's just perfecto. And you just like, oh, you can't speak everywhere, and you'll be surprised. You'll be very surprised. So, you know, it's something that you take daily practice with. I personally would be like, wherever it is you're going to speak, you know that I'm going to speak here. For that, for this kind of speaking that is not impromptu, I say like blindsided public speaking. I'm saying the ones that maybe you have to prepare for. You probably want to know where you're going to, the kind of people that you're going to speak to, and that will kind of help with the entire thing. Like, sometimes it might even be helpful to, like, if it's, oh, it's a specific venue, know how it is, looks like, so you can know how you navigate yourself when you begin your speaking. Like, you know how you can make the room feel you, technically. So yeah, or if it's outside, just knowing the environment can also help, apart from knowing the kind of people you're going to be speaking with, you know. Of course you should know what you're going to be speaking about if it's a prepared something, but if it's blindsided impromptu, it's the same thing. You know, you're brought up, you can take a few moments, like, you know, a couple of seconds, you know, to a minute or so to analyze quickly, run through the vibe of the entire room and kind of just take a deep breath in and out and say what you can say, because stuff like that, I mean, you can prepare, but you'd be surprised, like I said, based on the vibe you're getting, based on what led to that, and something will come up. It's a very good challenger for us, to be honest. It kind of like tests how confident we can be in some situations, how bold we can be in some situations. To be honest, like, it can be a very, very tough introvert like myself, but you'd be surprised that, you know, you might be good, great at speaking in public, you know, on some many occasions, and you, in your head, like, I'm not used to that. But the thing is, constant practice, and just put your mind, you put yourself in that mindset that it's something that I can do. Come on, these are people like myself that I feel like I can be able to relate with and interact with, even if you're not going to relate with everyone. Whatever message you're trying to pass should hit someone, so that alone should be enough. Other skills that you have to practice while you're in that present moment of publicly speaking would be, you know, how you carry yourself, how you carry the tone of your voice, apart from the ones that I've mentioned before about rooms, environment, vibe. Also, what you're staring at. The tip they'll give you is, oh, don't necessarily stare at their eyes, because pretty much you'll be reading hundreds of eyes, 50s of eyes, tens of eyes, like, no matter how small. So just maybe look straight. That's the tip they'll tell you. Look straight. Don't look at anyone's eyes. And nothing with me. You know what? One thing I'm thinking about now, I'm just like, oh, for my own self to help, depending on where I'll be and publicly speaking, I now wear glasses. I hope that I don't have to. Those people tell me, oh, you're gonna wear it, but I really hope to. But I do wear glasses. But I just, maybe depending on where I have to speak at some point, the crowd number that I'm just like, okay, if it's huge, I'll probably take it out, so at least I know I'm not seeing anyone eyeball to eyeball and say what I have to say, even if I don't think that's gonna work, because you need it at some point, in case maybe you're in a place where it's a public speaking that is kind of like an interaction thing rather than just passing information and dipping. But it's like a Q&A thing, so you probably want to see who's asking you a question. Read, you know, how they're delivering that question to you, so you know how to respond, because it's all about a back and forth thing. Even if you're not getting, like I said, an interaction process, it's still a back and forth, because their body language and everything is reading to you too, and that also helps on how your public speaking flows. But anyway, it is extremely important to know how to publicly speak. If you're someone who has never done that before, I would suggest you take practices with yourself. First of all, talk to yourself in the mirror, pretend that you're giving a speech to someone or whatever, performing, whatever it is, it's still all communication publicly. And then begin to work with people around you one by one, from one to two, from two to three as a crowd, three to five crowd, you know, and all of that. Prepare yourself, because you really do not know where you need that handy. It's a skill that everyone should have. And you might know about this and never really cared. You've heard about it. You might know about it. You know what it is. You know how to do that. But you need a reminder, you know, that this is something that you have to constantly keep prepping and practicing yourself with, so that, you know, you're just at least, let's say, 60 to 70% prepared when stuff like that hits you. You know that, okay, at least I know the basics, right? But yeah, that's just it. I just wanted to come in here and share another tip of self-development, is knowing how to publicly speak. It's something that we need to get used to, and hopefully this serves as a reminder of the importance of publicly speaking. If you have never spoken, or if you've never spoken publicly before, or it's been a minute since you've done public speaking and, you know, the nerves and everything's coming back, just remind yourself on what you used to do, remind yourself on the basics, tips that can help you, and, you know, things that you could do to prepare yourself internally and externally for that. so that you know, that confidence is back up again. That's for like if it's been a minute since you've done it. So it's all part of self-growth and development, because to be honest, you'd never know where you need that, and you wouldn't even know that it might be that public speaking platform that you get that would, you know, do something for you, right? Versus just being like doing a sense of communication that is out of speaking and interaction face to face, right? Because now when we're in that digital area, digital era, that's what I was trying to say, that we you know, we kind of dodge that, we don't know how to interact with one another anymore, like we're just like, you know, everything is text on the phone, you know, and we're pretty much losing touch of that physical interaction. I myself guilty of that. So that's why we need to remind ourselves of this, because to be honest, it might be that platform that you know, that public speaking you know, activity or process, I'm trying to find the word for it, that you would do, that, you know, something that you feel like, oh wow, they'll just use my hands and, you know, interacted non-physical, would take me there. But apparently it's you speaking publicly that would, if that makes sense, you know, having that one-on-one interaction. Because to be honest, even if it's to one person, you are speaking publicly to that person. They are hearing the words come out of your mouth, the tone, the gesture, the body language, everything. So, you know, it's a skill that we have to work on. It's not something that, I mean, maybe some people might be gifted with it naturally if they're very extroverted, but to be honest, no matter how extroverted you are you still need to practice that skill, because there are some places where it might not work, and there might be a different routine that would be needed for that, and not just the normal way you interact. But anyway, that's the message I wanted to pass. Another tip, reminder for self-growth stuff, we have to learn and relearn the importance and power of public speaking. That's what I wanted to share with you guys today. Hopefully you you know, enjoyed the episode. It was a nice refresher for you guys. Like I said, it's a rejuvenation podcast, you know, to refresh, to refill yourself, be reborn with all these tips and things that we have to learn as we grow every single day, right? So hopefully this did something for you guys, serve as a reminder, and or it's something you're learning for the first time on how important it is to know how to publicly speak. But anyway, that's that for that. I am 3 minutes past my target of 20 minutes. Trust me, I'm getting better, I'm getting closer. If you check some of my episodes, they're shorter than 20 minutes. I'm trying not to make my episodes go too long. Anyway, thank you for listening once again, and I can't wait to drop the next episode for you guys after this one. We're trying, you know, to be as consistent as we can be. Now there's a secondary podcast, you know, in the works and everything. So we're gonna make it work. Anyway, thank you for listening once again. Thank you for coming back to, you know, listen and stream this wonderful, beautiful podcast. And I hope you guys keep on staying with me. God bless you all for starting with me, joining me, and sharing my podcast. And if you guys have any suggestions, tip, critiques, reviews, whatever it is, please reach out to me via my socials or my email. But anyway, thank you once again for listening to this particular episode, and I hope to catch you guys in the next episode. Don't forget to follow, share, subscribe, like, whatever it is that you can do, rate the podcast, please. And yeah, you know, connect to this podcast on all platforms as much as you can connect. It's available on almost every platform that you can think about that has a podcast show. So do that, and listen and enjoy. And yeah, I think that's it. Thank you once again, and I will catch you guys in the next episode. Until then, have a great day, week, weekend, like I always say. Bye for now.